Welcome to Deet & Bee College. In this lesson, we're going to build a filtered breakdown with Groovepool Swing in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel like old-school jungle tension, not just a boring filter sweep. What we want here is a breakdown that still has movement, pocket, and attitude. So even when the drums and bass pull back, the track still nods. That matters a lot in drum and bass. Why this works in Deet & Bee is simple. The listener should feel rhythmic memory. The groove should still be alive underneath the breakdown, so when the drop comes back in, it feels earned. Start with a short loop. Keep it tight. Work in 4 or 8 bars, not a huge arrangement. Pick a source that already has personality. A chopped breakbeat loop is ideal for this. A little atmosphere can help too, and if you want, you can add a simple bass fragment or a Reese note to hold the tension. Before you do any heavy processing, make sure the clip is aligned properly. If the break starts awkwardly, fix that first. Groove only sounds good when the phrase is already making musical sense. That's a big one. What to listen for here is whether the source already has rhythm in it. If it feels too smooth or too flat, the groove treatment won't create much jungle character. Now build the breakdown skeleton. Pull the main kick and snare energy back. Leave a chopped break fragment, one atmospheric layer, and maybe a short bass pulse if you want a bit more weight. Think of it as the shadow of the drop, not a totally separate idea. A strong old-school inspired breakdown should still feel related to the main groove. Next, add a gentle low-pass filter with auto-filter. Put it on the atmosphere or the break layer, and start bringing the cutoff down until the section feels clearly filtered, but not dead. You do not want to erase all the mid-range. In old-school jungle, a lot of the tension lives in the texture of the break itself, so keep enough mids for the ear to follow the rhythm. What to listen for is this. The groove should get darker, not weaker. The section should feel like it is receding, not disappearing. If the breakdown sounds lifeless, the filter is probably too closed. Now for the key move. Open the groove pool. In Ableton Live 12, drag a groove onto the break, percussion, or even a short bass fragment. Keep the amount moderate at first. You are aiming for a noticeable push-pull, not a drunken wobble. For this style, a little MPC-style swing or a subtle shuffled groove works really well. This is where the jungle feeling starts to happen. Old-school Deet & Bee and jungle are built on micro-timing. That slightly late hat, that ghost hit sitting behind the beat, that off-center rim or a break slice, that is the emotional glue. It keeps the breakdown physical, even when the arrangement is stripped back. A good beginner move is to keep one element straighter and swing another element more clearly. For example, let the atmosphere stay fairly steady while the break gets the groove treatment. That contrast makes the whole thing feel intentional instead of messy. Now let's shape the motion properly. Don't rely on one filter automation and call it done. Bring the cutoff down over 4 or 8 bars, but also think about small level changes, reverb movement, and a little extra openness in the last bar before the drop. If you need a bit more depth, automate reverb on the atmosphere, or push the dry slash wet a touch higher as the breakdown opens up. A simple breakdown shape that works really well is this. The first 2 bars are filtered and sparse, the next 2 bars get a little more detail and a touch more openness, and the last bar gives you a clear cue into the drop. That last bar matters. It gives the listener a phrase marker. It also gives the drop more impact. What to listen for at this point is forward motion. The section should feel like it is leaning towards something. If it feels static, either add a little more groove activity or open the filter slightly. If it feels too busy, remove one layer rather than overprocessing everything. To make the breakdown feel more alive, add a tiny percussion ghost layer. A rim shot, a chopped hat, a reverse tick, or a small break slice works great. Put that on a separate track and apply the same groove or a related groove. Keep it sparse. You do not need a full drum pattern. One small rhythmic bridge can do a lot. If you're working with audio, you can slice the break and let the clip itself carry the groove feel. If you're using MIDI, you can apply groove to the clip or nudge notes by hand. Either way, the goal is the same. The listener should still feel the beat stepping forward, even while the section is opening up. Now let's keep the low end under control. Use EQA to high pass the atmosphere if needed, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the sound. If the bass fragment is still present, treat it like a hint, not full support. A common mistake is leaving too much sub in a breakdown. That flattens the contrast and makes the drop feel smaller. Keep the low end mono where it matters. A filtered breakdown can be wide and lush on top, but anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay centered so it translates in clubs and headphones. That's a small detail, but it makes a big difference. Now check the whole thing in context. Bring the full drums and bass back on the next phrase boundary, ideally after 4 or 8 bars. Listen to how the groove from the breakdown affects the drop. The best result is when the breakdown feels human and slightly loose, but the drop snaps back tighter. That contrast is what gives the drop power. If the drop feels late or sloppy, the groove amount is probably too strong. If it feels flat, the breakdown might be too static. A really useful trick here is a 1-bar pre-drop switch-up. Drop the atmosphere out in the final bar, leave just a chop tail or a reverse hit, and then hit the drop clean. That gives the listener a clear cue and makes the transition hit harder. If the breakdown already sounds good, consider printing it to audio. That gives you more control over tiny edits. You can trim silence, reverse a small hit, shorten the last tail, or add a tiny delay echo that fades into the drop. Breakdown sections often sound best when they are slightly composed, not endlessly automated. A quick caution here, don't use too much groove pull swing on every element. If everything gets swung hard, the section stops feeling danceable and starts feeling sloppy. And don't filter everything down until the whole thing goes blank. If the mid-range disappears completely, the listener loses the groove memory. Keep one anchor and one mover. That balance is where the magic lies. If you want a little extra grit, a very light saturator before the filter can help the break stay audible after the low pass. Just a touch. Enough to keep the harmonics alive, not enough to flatten the transients. That tiny bit of drive can make an old-school style breakdown feel dusty and physical in a really nice way. You can also think in two phases. Maybe the first half of the breakdown uses a lighter swing, and the final 2 bars did a little more movement. That small shift can make the section feel like it is waking up before the drop. Subtle changes like that go a long way in D&B. So let's bring it home. The whole idea is not to make a dramatic filter sweep and stop there. It's to create rhythmic tension with space. Use groove pull swing to keep the breakdown alive. Filter the right layers instead of everything. Keep the low end disciplined. Shape the phrase so the last bar points clearly into the drop. If you can mute the drums and still feel the pulse, you're in the right zone. If the breakdown still nods, still breathes, and still feels like part of the same track, then you've done the job properly. That's the old school jungle spirit right there. Now take the 4-bar exercise and build it yourself. Use 1 break-derived element, 1 atmospheric layer, 1 filter, and 1 groove-treated part. Keep the sub out or barely hinted. Add at least 1 extra automation move beyond cutoff, and make that last bar count. Build it, bounce it, and listen for that forward lean into the drop. That's the sound.